My name is Adam Henson, and today I will be interviewing Dr. Wesley Stone, the owner of Rolling Stone Burrito. Thank you for talking with me and taking the time to sit down.
You're welcome.
Could you tell me a little bit about your business and how would you describe it?
Okay. Rolling Stone Burrito is, I guess we consider ourselves fast food, but it's a healthy fast food. You walk in, order either one of the burritos off of the menu or describe how you want your own made. If you want a little history on it, you know, I'd be glad to tell you how we started, but it's essentially either dine-in or carry-out business where you get a burrito or a taco or nachos and a drink, some chips, and it's all original. It's a one-of-a-kind business. There is no other Rolling Stone Burrito, so we're not franchised. So, anyway, it was all of our own creating.
Okay. What influenced you to decide to own your own business?
It's really more my wife's influence there. She's the entrepreneurial one in our family and has always had that desire to go out and start up her own business. So she had been in the mental health care industry, and regulations and funding kept getting tighter and tighter. And she was ready for a change at that point, so I decided to go into the restaurant business.
Okay. Well, why did you choose food service?
That's probably a good question, because it's a tough business to make money mm-hmm. in. It's very tight margins. Restaurant business is some of the hardest business to be in. So it was really more her creative side, and she's always been good at combining different flavors and creating new dishes. And so she essentially just had a place to let her creativity come out and align with her business sense. So it was more out of a passion than logic, because there's probably other places where you can make more money.
All right. What was it like for you starting up your business?
It was exciting. You know, I look back on it 5.5 years ago. It was a little scary because we didn't know what we were doing. Anytime you start something brand new, you really don't know what you're doing. And so it was exciting and scary at the same time. But very fulfilling, especially once we opened the doors and saw the outpouring of support and people to come in and dine there.
All right. Along the same lines, what challenges did you face?
A lot. The learning curve was, for me, one of the biggest ones. And I kept learning and was really still learning. But whenever you go into business, there are a lot of things that you don't think about. When you say, oh, I'm going to go into the restaurant business, you don't think about taxes and payroll and insurance. You're thinking about rolling burritos and serving customers and having satisfied customers walking out the door. And so the challenge to me was learning about all the different taxes and the places. You know, you think, oh, okay, there's a sales tax and an income tax. Well, there is. But then there's also unemployment taxes, and there's state taxes and federal taxes. There's some local sales tax, and there's state sales tax. There's fees, lodging and restaurant fees that get thrown in there. And even though we have no lodging, we still have to pay that fee. So it's just one thing after another when it comes to the taxation side of it, and then the insurance side of it, too. To be in business, if you have employees working for you, you have to have workman's comp insurance. Legally, you have to. You would be crazy not to have insurance to protect the personal property, the property that the business mm-hmm. owns in there. So anyway, learning about insurance was a challenge. So that for me, those were that learning curve was the biggest part. And also trying to stay with your core principles can be hard. There were times when, like several of the goals that I set out to do when we started was, keep it simple. So don't let the menu get really complicated, because it's easy to keep adding and adding and adding things on. Keep your overhead low, because if you start bringing in a lot of high-tech things that really don't pay back, or if you have a lot of food on hand, a lot of inventory, then you carry a high overhead just for storage space and lost product as it spoils. So keeping things simple and getting good employees. We've been very fortunate in having some outstanding employees, but occasionally along the lines you run across somebody who disappoints you, and so screening of employees was the challenge.
Okay. How have the experiences that you have had during your entire career influenced the way you now run your business?
I guess, you know, for many years I worked in industry, and our focus there was on cycle times and process flow and low inventory, low overhead carrying costs, productivity. So all those things in a manufacturing setting, trying to get product out the door faster, more efficiently, translated directly into the food industry. And so when we're sitting there trying to make a burrito, you really need an assembly line going. And the most efficient way, and employees who can flex, like one person starts the burrito and another one finishes. And so just getting that flow going was something that was translated from my industry days into the food business.
Okay. How do you feel now as an established owner?
I'll jettison myself back 48 hours or so. I feel very proud of what we've done at the restaurant. I think that we've accomplished a lot. We've become an important part of the community. We've been able to employ students as well as other members of the community. And so I'm very proud of what we've done. I'm pleased with what we've done. I think if we could do it all over again, I'd just focus on sticking closer to the core principles, and might put more money into marketing to try to bring in people who may never have tried the restaurant before. Because once in a while, you find that that you've missed somebody, and once they try it out, they say, "Wow, this is great. I wish I'd found this sooner." So I think the marketing part of it. So overall, that's how I feel.
Do you find it difficult owning a business and running it?
Yes. It's very much a challenge. You're, especially in the restaurant industry, it's almost like you're constantly on the clock. We have gotten, let's see, what was a phone call? We were on vacation somewhere, and we got a call that says, "Your door's wide open." Apparently, one of our employees had closed that night and had forgotten to lock up, and the door was open. We had a water pipe burst, and our restaurant was flooded. We're lucky we never had a case of vandalism or theft, although one of our tables outside did get stolen. A magnet got stolen off my car. Anyway, it's the thing is, you're constantly responsible for something, whether it's related to the business or your employees. We had an employee that had trouble with the law, so you get pulled in sometimes deep into those issues, and sometimes very tangentially or shallow, but you still are affected by those things. So that was, to me, again, another big challenge, is you're constantly on the clock, in essence.
Okay. How do you, what is your approach to problems when they arise?
Sometimes I put my head in the sand. No. I guess you just assess how bad is it and try to immediately start trying to figure out what the fix is, because sometimes you're just putting a Band-Aid on it to get through, especially if it's during the middle of the day and you got a lunch crowd and something happens and you got to fix it and get through. Other times you're looking at, all right, what's the long-term plan, and is this something that needs to be fixed immediately, or can I wait until the weekend or the next the summer break or whenever? And you also work on building a lot of contingency plans. We had a deep fryer that went out recently, and we were without that deep fryer for a little bit. And one of the biggest components of our business was making chips to go along on the side of all of our burritos and tacos. And so with the graciousness of one of our competitors, Roosters, we did some deep frying there of some chips so that we could keep going. And we also ended up buying some pre-made chips so that, you know, we could at least make it through till we got the fryer fixed, which we did shortly after. But, you know, even though Roosters is a competitor, and they also are a partner. We felt that same way with Mad Batter as well, because there's a collaboration there that more business along that strip is healthy for Color Week.
Right. How do you feel your employees view you as an owner?
I might get teary-eyed on this one. And I'll lump myself and my wife in this. They're like family to us. Just a sec. We try to hire really good people, and we try to take good care of them as best we can. We've had some people go on and use Rolling Stone as kind of a launching ground to go off into bigger things and better things. I don't know if you remember Hytham. He was one of our very first employees, the first employee we hired. He used to be an interpreter in Iraq. He worked for Richard Starnes, who's the dean of the College of Arts and Sciences now. And Dr. Starnes was serving in the National Guard, and he had a tour of duty in Iraq. Anyway, Hytham came back through a State Department program and started working for us as our very first employee, and proved to be an outstanding employee. We couldn't have asked for anything better. And he is living what I consider the true American dream. He is now... He's a naturalized citizen, and is working at Southwestern in IT. So he's used. He's used this as a launching pad for bigger and better things, and we've always told him, you know, we don't want you to leave, but we knew that he needed to, just like our students. You know, we love you guys, and we want you to succeed, but you can't stay here forever, and that's kind of how our business was, and really hiring a lot of students, that's going to be the nature of it anyway, but we have several that are just outstanding employees working for us now. And so I think they see us as employers, but as family too. And Suzanne used to say, in fact, at one point it was all males that were working for her, and she described the relationship she had with them. And I said, so they they look up to you like their mom, and she said, I'd prefer to think of it as big sister. She was somebody who could provide professional guidance as well as some personal guidance as well, because I think they saw her as a mentor of sorts.
Okay. What steps do you take in order to keep your business competitive?
And this is probably something in retrospect that we should have focused more on, but I think an occasional update. We always did, we did things like, one summer break, or maybe it was a spring break, we opened the window up between the kitchen and the dining area. It used to be a small window, and we made it bigger to make the flow better. So there would be things, small things like that, but I think that a periodic reevaluation and a new face on things is in order. Because even though you may have established yourselves as a place where people love it like it is, they also don't want to come in 2-3 years later and it looks the same as it was, only dustier and greasier. A fresh face on things on a regular basis, I think, is something that helps to keep things current and competitive.
Okay, well, got one more question for you. Okay. What advice would you give to someone who was considering owning a business someday?
Don't let all the naysayers and the challenges and such scare you away. But at the same time, go in realistically and get some advice from people who have gone through that, whether they be business owners or there are consultants out there, small business incubators, groups that give out sometimes free advice. In fact, we had some from the small business, I can't remember the exact, SBTDC, I think. They provided a service where we had a consultant come in and tell us what we can do to be successful. And so, follow your passion. Don't let it blind you. Find out all the things you need to do to be successful. It's, depending on the size of the business, it's probably a very good idea to get a good CPA, an accountant. I'd say follow your passion, but be advised.
All right. Well, I'd like to thank you once again for taking the time to sit down with me. I enjoyed this very well. I think I've learned a lot. So, thank you.
No problem.